We're holding Daf Samach Aleph Omer Aleph. I'm sorry, Samach Aleph Omer Beis on the top of the Omer. Shochta Lemulin. We had the Gemara in the last Omer. Just a recap of the following din. When a person shechts a korban, so the din is that you have to have the right kavana that we know lishma, and we have to have l'shem de bailim. Those are the psulim of shelo lishma. So the Gemara said like this before. Rashi explained in detail. When a person thinks the machshava of shinu bailim means that the person, the bailim, need a kapora. That is really b'shas the zrika. Zrika is the kapora, not the shchita. Kapora is zrika. So how do you have an old dalal avoid the shinu bailim? So Rashi explained, it means shoychet in order with having in mind that the zrika will be for the wrong bailim. That's called shinu bailim. Or b'shas the zrika, of course. But even b'shas the kabbalah, that'll be zurik for the wrong bailim. So when it comes to shinu bailim, it's really totally in the zrika. Because the ikka is the kapor is zrika. How is it meshach shach to the dalal avoides? At the time of the shchita, at the time of the kabbalah, at the time of the locha, I'm thinking about being zorik for the wrong bailim. That's the guy b'shinu bailim by all korbanos, where it's a kapora. Korban Pesach, on the other hand, over there, there's no kapora. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah achila to eat the korban Pesach. So over there, the shinu bailim, meaning shaloi le'oichlov, is at the time of the shchita. Like the Gemara learned out, tochoisu alaseh. Tochoisu is a loshen kois, which means shchita. So either way, the first mandama also agrees that it's at the time of the shchita. He just learns it's the you need a beminyan nefashas, bemichsas means beminyan, need minuyin, but it's all for, at the time of the shchita. Shchita is when there's a psul of shinu bailim, and when it comes to shinu kodesh, that means you think about the wrong carbon. So then it's b'shas all the dalat avoidus. That's what we said. Yesh medalat avoidus, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. That's shinu kodesh. I'm not thinking about right carbon. But for the wrong bailim, it's only at the time of the kapara zrika, or at the time of the shchita when it comes to korban Pesach. We find all dalal avoidus when it comes to shinu bailim. That, like Rashi explains, is the dalal avoidus in order to be zarek. Now the Gemara and of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask the following question. Let's say you shecht a korban Pesach for people that are mulin. Mulin are people that are gemalt. In order that the arelim should have a kapara bezrika. Now, korban Pesach, we said, the problem is only at the time of the shchita, the enem enuyov. So you're taka shechting lemulin, so you're good. But it's amanashi is kapruboy arelim bezrika. In condition that the arelim are not part of the equation when it comes to korban Pesach, they should be miskaper at the time of the zrika. Now, zrika is l'chayra a time that we don't care about shalayla minuyov. Because what do I care about arelim b'shas zrika? So the Gemara's question now is, could maybe it hinder, because it's at the time of the shchita. Yes, ein chanami at the time of the zrika, when you think shalayla minuyov, it's irrelevant. Because we said korban Pesach de'ike is t'choysu, at the time of the shchita. Here you're thinking at the time of the shchita. But for what? For the yiskapru boy arelim bezrika, and that's Gemara's clear. Zok the Gemara.
What does that mean?
That the arelim nakamalt. Rashi learns meisu ochi machmas mila. They're not part of the korban Pesach. They're not allowed to eat the korban Pesach. So, but I didn't think about them b'shas shchita. I did think b'shas shchita, but not for the shchita. I thought of them at the time of the shchita that the zrika will be there for them. Now, if you think b'shas zrika, it's irrelevant. Like we said, korban Pesach the ikar is b'shas shchita. But I did think b'shas shchita for the zrika. Just like we said before in Rashi, that dalad avoidus be'etzem hashach to shinu bailim, because the ikar is zrika. But as long as you think b'shas shchita for the zrika, so shach to the zrika. What about faket? Korban Pesach the ikar is the shchita. So could you think b'shas shchita, and would that hinder if you think for arelim that should be niskapa b'zrika? Because zrika be'etzem, if you think about the zrika, it's nothing. Because by korban Pesach, the ik is the shchita, the chaisu. Because that's the mitzvah zachila. Zok the Gemara, shochtu.
There's no kapara by Pesach.
What do you say?
There's no kapara by korban Pesach.
What does it mean, amanashi is kapu? You're asking a good Arab, because we're not talking about korban, we're talking about korban Pesach, dafka, arelim. I have to look into the gears of Miskapru because it's Korban Pesach is a mitzachila, not a kapara.
What kapara are they getting?
That's his kasha. Kapara is not negay by Korban Pesach. All carbon is a kapara.
Right. If it was negay, though, what kapara are they getting?
By regular carbon, you get a kapara for your chatos. You get it for a chait.
There's an aro. That helps them.
No, but here Korban Pesach is not kapara. That's his kasha. What's Korban Pesach negay to Miskapru? I have to get back to that. But in the etzim kasha, imagine it's the havana is she's kapru, meaning that they should have it's for them, meaning shaloi lemenuyov. Zok Rashi shochtu laachilo lemulin menuyin, aber yiskapru by bezrikosay arelim oy menuyin oy shein menuyin. What's the lashon yiskapru by Korban Pesach? I don't know. I have to look back into that. But the point is that the shecht in the Korban Pesach, that b'shas eshchita, that the zrika should be for the enem menuyin. Zog di gemara.
Why did the shechita have to be, all four of voidus, why did it have to be only clicked off by zrika? By regular Pesach, regular carbon.
Because that's the kapara. Zrika is the kapara.
No.
Rashi Al-Malav explained in detail and at length that which she said, all Dalal Avoidus is by Shaloi Lishmo. But Shaloi Lishem Bailim is not by Dalal Avoidus. It's only by Zrika. The Gemara says it's the gay Dalal Avoidus, explains Rashi, it means for the Zrika. Shechita for the Zrika. Kabbalah for the Zrika, Alocha for the Zrika. Not Stam Shechita, Kabbalah, and Alocha. There is no Psul Shaloi Lemenuyov for wrong Bailim. There is no Psul by all of both Kabbalahs. Shinu Kodesh, we said, is by all. Yeshna B'dalah Avoidus. That was the Gemara Namad Aleph. Zok the Gemara again. Shochtu Lemun Nam Nashi is Kapal by Agelim B'Zrika. So here we're asking for Kert. Korban Pesach, which is only relevant to Shechita, to be the Menuyin, Amanashi is Kapal Agelim B'Zrika. That's what the guy said. Amanashi is kapru elim bezrika. Let's say you're right. There's no kapara by Korban Pesach. But that's what he said. He said she's kapru. There's no kapara. But the point is, he's thinking for that relim. B'shas ezrika at the time of the shechita. Is a machloek is Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda omar posul. Rabba omar kosher. Rav Chisda omar posul. Why? Yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. That means there's a machsheves arelim bezrika. Now we know that Korban Pesach, the machshava is only b'shas ezrika. What's in a gay b'shas zrika? What he means is, there's a machsheves arelim bezrika if you think about it at the time of the shechita. Rabbi Omar kosher, a machsheves arelim bezrika. At the end of the day, it's for the zrika, and zrika is not a psul for arelim. It's only b'shas shechita, where they have to partake in the achila. Now, Tosa Nomer Aleph, Diba Maschil Shochtu Lemulin, he says that, obviously, according to Rav Chisda too, that says that it's possible, he agrees that if you only think at the time of the Zrika, that it's kosher. Because at the time of the Zrika, there's no problem by Korban Pesach to think about the wrong people. It's only at the time of the Shechita. It says the Chayitza in the Pasuk. What he means to say, that if you think B'Shat the Shechita for the Zrika, it's also Yesh Machsheves Agelim B'Zrika, because you thought about it at the time of the Shechita. And it's included, it goes into the Pash of thinking B'Shat the Shechita. It's as if you were Mechasha B'Shat the Shechita for the Shechita, even though it's not for the Shechita, it's for the Zrika, but that's how he extends it. That's how the Tosfos Rid explains it. So Rabbi Omar Kosher, Ein Machsheves Arelim B'Zrika. Zok Dimor, what's he saying in Machloikas? Omar Rabbi Menah Aminolo. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Yochol Yifsol B'nei Chabu Gaboyin Imoi. Meaning, an Oral, if let's say an Oral is part of Korban Pesach, and he has other people with him in the Chabura that are gemalt, regular. So you might think Mr. Oral would pass all the other people. Yochel yifso b'nei chabura aboyin imoy. V'dinu, no. Hoyel v'orla poiseles. We know Oral is a psul. V'tuma poiseles. Tuma is also a psul. Ma tuma loy osu b'miktas tuma k'chol tuma. If you have some of the people that are tomei and some are tohar, we had a fair Mishnah, that it's kosher. Because Korban Pesach, as long as you have one kazai is shechted for some of that's tohar, it's good. So just like tuma, miktas tuma, is not a problem. Ma tuma loy osu b'miktas tuma k'chol tuma. If you have miktas tuma, it's not considered k'chol tuma. Af orla loy osu b'miktas orla k'chol orla. So the reason why, thinking about arelim, Rabbi says it's good, because at the end of the day, it's only miktas orla. Since I shechted lemulin, so what? The fact that amanashi is kapu b'arelim doesn't hinder me. Because even if you're going to say it's considered a chelik of the machshav and the shechita, because you thought b'shat the shechita, but at the end of the day, it's arelim, it's only miktas arelim. So Rabbi says the reason why it's kosher is just like Tumah doesn't passel the whole, all the people, as long as you have some that are tar, so to Arelim. If you have Mulin and Arelim, it doesn't passel. That's one sad. Oy kalcha derech zu. You can compare Arla Mikzas to another din. Which is the other din? Zakti Gemara, Holova Arla Paiseles, Uzman Paisel. Zman is a problem, even if it's Mikzas. If you think about a carbon, even one kezayis, that it should be Nizrak Chutzas Manoi, that's a psul pigul. Pigul, it doesn't make a difference that 99% of it I thought correctly. If one kezayis is partially is a psul of Zman, then the whole thing is puzzle. So maybe compare Arla to Zman. Zag de Mara, Kalach Nader Zu, Hoyl va Arla Poiseles, Uzman Poisel, Mazman, also be Mixas Man, Kholzman, just like the Mazman, Mixas Man. If you think about checking even one Kazayas, Chutzes Man, that's called Pigul, Af Arla, also be Mixas Arla, Kol Arla. So maybe Arla should compare to Zman. So Zag de Rabbe, Nira Lemi Doima, I'd rather compare Arla to Tuma, where Mixas doesn't hinder, versus to Chutzes Manoi, which is Pigul, which Mixas does hinder. Nira Lemi Doima, Donin Dovash Ein Noig B'chol HaZvachim, Midovash Ein Noig B'chol HaZvachim. After all, Zman, Pigul is negated to all Karbonis. When it comes to Arla, or when it comes to Tuma, it's not negated to all Karbonis. You know why? Because even someone who's an Arla and a Tomei, he can send his carbon. He just can't eat it. He can have his carbon being shechted on his behalf, even though he can't eat it. When it comes to carbon Pesach, if you're Arl and Tomei, then you need to bring Pesach Sheni. So you can't even shecht it on your behalf. So Arl and Tomei is very exclusive. It's not Neig B'chol Karbonus. So that's why I'd rather compare Arl to Tuma. So Gemara, Nigel and Midoima, Donin Dovish and Neig B'chol HaZvachim, Midovish and Neig B'chol HaZvachim. After all, it's only the gate of Karim Pesach that you can't even shecht when you're in Arla Tomei. Val Yochiach Zman, Shenoik B'chol HaZvachim. So that's why I don't compare it to Zman. And Mixas Arla is good. Oy Kalach HaDerech Zu. Or maybe compare it the other way. Donin Dovash Lehuta Michloloi, Midovash Lehuta Michloloi. After all, Arla and Pigul, meaning Chutzah Zmanoi, never have a heter. There's never Huta Michloloi. An Arl can never eat any carbon. And when you shecht amanas lechob soy la'achaz man, it's never mutter to eat it. So Arelis is similar to Pigul, that it's never huta michloloi. Masha'enkein, Tomei has a heter, tumahutra b'tzibur. If the whole tzibur is Tomei, then it's tumahutra. So Mela, don't compare Oral to Tuma, because I'd rather compare Oral to Pigul, to Zman, because both of them never have a heter. Masha'enkein, Tuma has exceptions to the rule. Zog digumaga, oikalach ladech zu. Don in Dovish Lahuta Michloloi, Midovish Lahuta Michloloi, Valtachiach Tuma, Shehutra Michloloi. After all, Tuma is Hutra Michloloi. So don't compare it to Tuma. So I bezoi, Mixas Arela should passel. On that, the Gemara says, Talmud Loimar Zois. Now it says in the Posuk, Vayoyme Shamel Moisha, Vaharen Zois Chukas Aposach. Now, meanwhile, the Gemara is very cryptic. The Gemara just says, Talmud Loimar Zois. Zois is telling me not to compare it to Pigul, but rather that it's good. And that's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shita was Shochta Lemulin Amnashi's Kapu Baragelim Bezrika. It's considered, Rav Chizda says it's considered a Machshove B'Shas Shchita, because even though it's for the Zrika, but you thought B'Shas Shchita. Okay, granted. But at the end of the day, Mitzas Arelin and Mitzas Mulin, who do you compare it to? Do you compare it to Tumah and Mixas doesn't hinder? Or do you compare it to Pigul, to Zman? And Zman Mixas does hinder. So the Gemara says, what are the two tzadim? Do you compare it one to another because both of them, Tumah and Arelis, are not knowing with all Karbonis? All Karbonis, you're allowed to shech the Karbon when you're Oral Tomeh. Or do you compare it to Zman, which is, at the end of the day, is not Huta Michloloi, just like Arelis is not Huta Michloloi. An Oral can never eat. On that, Rabbi says, Talmud Loimar Zois. Zois is telling me that it's kosher and you compare it to Tumah. Which at the end of the day means, according to Rabbi, Shochat Lemulin Ularelin, it's kosher. Because Mitzas Arelim doesn't hinder and it doesn't bother me, just like by Mitzas Tumah, it doesn't bother me. Now, the Gemara extends this din, that not just Shochta Lemulin Ularelin is kosher, but Shochta Lemulin Amnashi is kapu by Arelim, is kosher because bezrika ain machshavas oichlim bezrika. So mela, it's not a problem that you mechashev that the zriko before arelim because ein machshev is oichlin bezriko. And on that, Rav Chisda argues, and he says, no, possible that shochtu lemunin amnashi is kapi ba arelim bezriko is possible because Rav Chisda holds that it's considered a machshava and not we don't look at it that's ein machshev is oichlin bezriko. It's not in the zriko. It's done b'shas the shchita. Now he holds that there's a problem of mixas arelim. We'll see soon in the Gemara how he learns Zois. But at the end of the day, Rav Chisda learns his chasan in the Shechita. Like Tosis says in Omer Aleph, it's only because you were shoychad amnas lizrik. But if you're only zurik for Arelim, then even Rav Chisda agrees that it's not a problem. Dafka shoychad amnas lizrik. Zok Tosis in Omer Aleph, in the middle of Dibba Masra, shochtu lemunin, ava nizrak l'shem Arelim, afilo Rav Chisda moide de kosher, de ein machsheves oichlem bezrika. We never have a problem of machsheves oichlem bezrika because zrika is not the zman of the achila. Korban Pesach is tolling in achila. It's not like other korbanos we're tolling the zrika. Ein machsheves oichlem bezrika. Oh, Tosis over here on the bottom brings the Rivo, and that answers your kasha legabe the lashon of kapora. What does it mean? Shochta lemun amnashi is kapru be'arelim. It took my korban Pesach. Zok Tosis on the bottom Rivo pirish. The davke nokat amnashi is kapru. It bedavke says amnashi is kapru. Shechishev liskapu by arelim. He mistakenly thinks that arelim on his kapru with the korban Pesach. Avlem loy chishev liskapu el chishev lizroik lahachel abosel arelim. If you not think about kapora, he think about being zorik to be machel arelim the bosa. Afilav rav chizde moide the kosher. Why the loy shayech bezrika machsheves psul. The achila by zrika, there's never shaykh machsheves psul of achila. The reason why there's a tzad to pasul kunt of chizda is only because he thought about machsheves kapora. Kapora is meshach shaykh to zrika, so mele arelim are part of the equation because he thought about kapora for them, and zrika is negated to kapora. But if he clearly says that it's only for the achila, if chishev lizrak lahachila bosal arelim. So avada b'shas the zrika is no problem of lahachil. Afilu avchizda moide de kosher. The loy shaych b'zrika machsheves psul de achila. Ela psul de kapora. Uveshchita davkim chishev lahachil shloi loichlo v'algelim posul. Only by shchita the psul of achila is negeya. The shchita vada b'ino l'shem b'aylim. Horim loichlo k'rechsiv ish l'pi ochlo y'tchoysu. V'anid e'em machsheves oichlo b'zrika. So Tosis is teaching that it's davka the mistaken kapora that he's thinking about. Why taka? There's a tzad kunt of chizda that it's a problem b'shas lizrika or amanas lizroik because kapora is meshach shayich. Vasheinkin if he only thinks lahachil, so then avada it would not be a problem at all. Then it would not be a problem by shochav nas lizroik lahachil because that Rav Chisda agrees is no machsheves oichlin bezrika. The Tosis on Amud Beis on the top Rav Chisda on the pasul Dr. Tosis v'im toimar. Why should Rav Chisda pasul? If you think lishkapi by arelim, maishlam yishochtu lemulim vel arelim. L'chayre when yishcht lemulim vel arelim, it's good. So why should it be possible? Zok Tosis over here, it's different. The hosom yesh machshev is mulim b'shchita. Or there you chodsh thinking mulim in arelim b'shas shchita. Avalocha loy psicha mulim b'zrika. Over here you're not thinking about mulim b'zrika. It's only shishkapi by arelim b'zrika. So arelim is where the problem lies in the zrika. And even though emachshev is oichlim bezrika, but since you're thinking b'shas for a kapora for the arelim, or it's b'shas the shchita for the zrika, so that makes it a psul that it doesn't fall into the category of ein machshev is oichlim bezrika, and according to Rav Chisda would take a pasul. But Rabbi learns from Zois that it's not a problem and it's taka kosher shochta lemulim amnashi iskapi b'arelim. According to Rabbi, we said it's kosher, meaning Zois chukas haposach by shchita is a problem of arelim. Mashenkin for the zrika, even if it's kula l'arelim, there's no problem, and it's taka going to be kosher. Now the Gemara is going to explain exactly what do we see in this zois. Zok the Gemara, my zois. How does Rabbi see from zois to answer the question of shochta lemun amnashi is kapu by arelim bezrika it's kosher? Zok the Gemara, ilema the kula arla posla, meaning only when you shecht only l'shem arelim it's posel, but miktsosel posla. Mashenkin if it's shochta l'shem arelim ulamulim it's la posel. For that, you don't need Zois. That's not, Zois not telling me that mitzvah sarelim is kosher b'shas shchita. Haimi v'chol oral nafka. That we know v'chol oral. V'chol oral, the extra word v'chol is telling me that only when it's kulam arelim, then it's a problem in the shchita. But mitzvah sarelim is, and mitzvah mulim is kosher. El olav, the Gemara explains what Zois is coming to tell me. Zog Gemara hochi katoni. Meaning, how do we know that an oral that's together with mulim, b'shas shchita is not a problem? Talmud loyma v'chol oral. In v'chol oral state, only kula oral apostle, mitzos alay apostle. So avada shochel l'shem mulim l'shem arelim is kosher. V'chitem, you might think, hu adin l'zrika de kula oral miyo apostle, that hu adin by zrika. Meaning, If it's kuloi arlo, then it's takapulsa, which would mean that if you think b'shas teshchita, amanaz lizroik only for arelim, it's posel, just like b'shas teshchita, if it's only for arelim, it's posel, so hu adin. If you lizrika kula arlo, it also posel, meaning if you shecht for it to be zorik for only arelim, it's posel. Talmud loyma zois, this is goof what zois is coming to tell me that it's not. Zois is coming to tell me when you shecht only to be zorik for arelim, it's not possible. B'shchitu the kula arlam is possible. B'shas shchita for the shchita, then taka kula arelim is taka possible. Aval zrika, if you shecht amenaz lizorik for kula arelim, afilu kula arman lami loy possible. If you think b'shas shchita to be zorik only for arelim, it's taka not gonna possible. So we see from the word v'chol, we taka learn that mixas arla doesn't possible even b'shas shchita. Lemulim ula arelim is no psul b'shas shchita. And from zois we learn that there's no psul of kula arla b'shas zrika, even b'shas shchita for the zrika. And unlike b'shas shchita where it's kula arla, it's a psul, b'shenkim and yishoichet for to be zorik for kula arelim, it's not a psul. And that answers the original baya. Shochta lemulin, amnashi iskapri b'arelim, b'zrika, according to rabbi, it's like a kosher from zois. Now, zok the Gemara v'chitema mai kula dezrika, meaning why b'shas dezrika do we say that it's more kal than shchita? If it's kula la'arelim b'shas dezrika, we say it's possible. V'chol orel. And when it comes to dezrika, if you shoichet for amanas lizroi kula la'arelim, it's not a problem. Why, taka? Zok the Gemara, the reason is the ein machsheves oichlim bezrika. That's the algemene klal, that the whole din of machsheves oichlim, meaning that when you're thinking for people that cannot eat, like a arelim, is only chisorin and shchita, it's not a chisorin and zrika. And not just not a chisorin and zrika, it's not even a chisorin b'shas shchita, extending it, thinking about that you're being zorik for kule arelim. Because ein machsheves oichlim bezrika, there's no such thing as machsheves oichlim bezrika. Like we said, when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's not totally in kapara, which totally in zvika. It's totally in the achila techoisu. So ein machsheves oichlin. There's no problem machsheves oichlin of thinking about the wrong people that can't eat bezrika. And even if it's kulay arelim, but since it's bezrika and not just bezrika, even if it's b'shas eshchita for the zvika, ein machsheves oichlin bezrika and dos shteitin zois, and that's Rabbi Shita shochtu lemul amnashi iskapu b'arelim bezrika is taka kosher. So that's very good according to Rabbi. So what's Rav Chizda going to say? Rav Chizda holds that it's possible. Shochtu lemun amnashi iskapi be'arelim bezrika according to Rav Chizda is possible. So Gemara v'Rav Chizda that holds that it's possible, he says, Adrabbi li'idach gisa. He says, punkt verkehrt. Zois is good for telling me that it's possible. Why? Zog the Gemara, Talmud loymar v'chol orel. Meaning, when it comes to the shchita, it stays Talmud loymar v'chol orel. By shchita taka, there's only a psul of kol orel. And if it's only mixas arelim, it's kosher. I've added that Rav Chizda agrees to. Talmud loyim avachol orel, kula orel aposlo, mixas aloy poslo. That's all given by the shchita. Granted. Masha enkein, aval zrika, zrika is more chomer, afilu mixas anami poslo. Before we said zrika is more kal. That was in Rabbah. In Rav Chizda was saying, fakert, by shchita, taka mixas orel is not a psul, because it says vachol orel. And only when it's kol orel it's poslo, but it's mixas and not poslo. Even if you're only thinking about mikzas arelim, it's also going to be posel. Even if you're mechashev she's kapu mulim v'arelim, mikzas arel is also posel. V'chi tema, if you're going to tell me that just like by shkita we said that you're only posel when it's kule arelim, so maybe by zrika it should only be kule arelim, hu adin lezrika? Da adika kula arla, meaning unless you're mechashev for all arelim, only then is it posel. Ad the ika kula olo loy posla, Talmud loy ma zois, that's good what Zois is telling me. Zois is telling me a mute that in the shchita you can say that it's only posla when it's kula arelim. But in the zrika even mixas arelim is posla. Talmud loy ma zois, shchitu the mixas olo posla. By shchita mixas olo is not a psul, because it stayed kol. Havo zrika, afilo mixas olo posla. Now what's the pshana of Chizda? V'chita ema, my chumer de zrika? Why my chumer de zrika? Why tak is zrika more chomer than shchita? And we're saying that there's no tour of mixas arlo, like by shchita. Vakeret by zrika, even mixas arlo is possible. Zog the Gemara, the loy mikva pigul ela bezrika. The issa pigul is only chal on the carbon after you zerik the dam. Meaning the machsheves pigul is only chal when there was no other psulim. you think that you're going to eat it, chutz es manoi, that's machsheves pigul. But if you also think that there's going to be another avoda done, that you're going to do something chutz em koimoi, that's not a machsheves pigul. So pigul is only nikva bezvika. The le mikva pigul ala bezvika. The ganze is a pigul is a vekestelt when the dalal avoidas were good except for the maisa pigul, the machshava of eating chutz es manoi. Meaning all dalal avoidas have to be done by kashrus or machsheves pigul. But if any of the dalal avoidas were done with a different psul, or let's say a machshava of chutzim koimoi, it's not going to be pigul. Pigul is lo yirotze. That means state lo yirotze. That means that the problem is only the pigul. Lo yirotze. But if there's another psul, then that's not called machsheves pigul. So there's a special chumer that we find that you have to wait till the zrika. The zrika is the defining factor which shafts and shtels the victim as zrika. So since zrika has this chumra, so like as we're saying, that even though when it comes to shechita, mitzvah sarelis doesn't passel, but when it comes to the zrika, since zrika is mikvah lepigul, so a mele the zrika, even if miktsas arelus, amanashi she's kapu by agelim, bezrika will be a psul, and that's pshat in Rav Chisda that says psul. That Gemara is a kasha. Sai kong to Rabin, sai kong to Rav Chisda, maskevel Ravashi, mimai the hai v'chol orel, kula mashma. The whole assumption is incorrect. You're saying v'chol orel is mashma, that the psul is only when it's kula agelis. And that's why miktsasa is not a problem b'shasa shchita. Mechatesa, dilma hai v'chol orel, mashma koldu orla. Maybe v'chol orel is telling me any koldu orla, even mitzas orla is a possible by the shchita. And kosav rachman is zois, and on that zois is coming to be mamayit, the atika kula orla, loy posla. That until it's kula orla, it's not a psul. Fakir, zois is telling me a kula that you would say that v'chol orla is mashma, even mitzas orla is posul. Talmud learn mazois that no, you have to have kula orla to be posul. And zois is coming to be mamayit. So loy shab shchita, loy shab zrika. And we're not mechalik to shchita and zrika. By both of them, kula orla is posul, and mitzas is not posul. So mele sai rab and sai rav chizda will be shverer according to this, according to Rav Ashi's kasha, if this is tied in the machlokes, rab and rav chizda. Because v'chol orla is telling me that even a koldu orla is a psul. And on zois is telling me that no, you have to have kula orla. Adika kula orla loy posla. That means it has to be kula la reilim, only then is it posul. And there's no difference between shechita and zrika. So lemaise, at the end of the day, that would not be pshat in the machlokes Rabban Rav Chisda of shochta lemulin amanashi is kapi be'arelim. What's the machlokes Rabban Rav Chisda? And that Gemara is going to continue and say what the machlokes is on daf samach beis amud aleph. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the amud.